This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. For the third day in a row, the United States on Saturday recorded a record number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours. Saturday's total reached nearly 230,000 new infections, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In that same stretch, the U.S. recorded 2,527 COVID-related deaths. The United States, the country with the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, has seen a dramatic resurgence in its epidemic in recent weeks. U.S. health officials warned of a surge after millions of Americans traveled to celebrate last week's Thanksgiving holiday, despite pleas from authorities to stay home. For 2 weeks, the U.S. has regularly topped 2,000 deaths per day, as it had in the spring at the height of the first wave of the country's outbreak. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 is also steadily increasing, especially in the most populous states of California, Florida, New York, and Texas. That's all according to the COVID Tracking Project. The United States has recorded more than 14.6 million COVID cases and more than 281,000 related deaths since the start of the pandemic. New Delhi woke up to a thick blanket of toxic smog hanging over the city on Sunday morning, pushing pollution levels back to a hazardous level after a respite of a few days. A U.S. embassy measure showed levels of poisonous airborne particles known as PM2.5 had reached 309 on Sunday morning on a scale where the maximum reading is 500. It's almost nine times the upper limit of good quality air at 50. Dust, industrial emissions, and vehicle exhaust have also brought a sharp spike in air pollution levels in the city of more than 20 million people. This is VOA News.